This is Kelly Blewett. National Book Award-winning Andrea Barrett offers a brilliant new collection of stories titled Archangel. This luminous work, much like her beloved Ship Fever, invites us to fascinating contact zones where the deeply personal confronts the ever-shifting scientific. What was it like to really wonder whether believing in Darwin meant denying your faith? What was it like to accept Einstein's theories even as you desperately wanted to do the opposite? And who holds on to outmoded scientific models? Who lets them go and why? This idea of releasing the past to embrace an uncertain future permeates each story in wonderfully subtle ways. Barrett aptly chose a quote from Emerson to open her volume. It reads, "We cannot part with our friends. We cannot let our angels go. We do not see that they only go out that archangels may come in. We are idolaters of the old." Emerson wrote these words in 1841, yet they are certainly as true today as when he wrote them. Join Andrea Barrett on a stunning and invigorating journey to hear a famous lecture through the ears of a popular science writer, to attend biology summer school off the coast of New England, to travel to the frosty landscape of Archangel Russia in the wake of the Second World War. Though the book is a collection of short stories, I've already alluded to their artful thematic connections. But there's more. We get to meet some of the same characters again. The stories interlock in rich and lovely ways. You may be familiar with Karen Russell, whose Swamplandia and more recent Vampire in the Lemon Groves inspired passionate reviews. Russell calls Barrett a genius enchantress and asks, "Who but Barrett can take on the inscrutable elegance of the cosmos and the messy complexity of the human heart in the same story?" I completely agree. I haven't yet found an equal to Andrea Barrett for writing deliciously memorable, quirky, and bright short stories that look into our scientific history and reveal a distorted but recognizable reflection of our contemporary selves. To put it simply, this book is a must-read. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Kelly Blewett.